Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for returning to my channel. This is about the Lord Chancellor and Secretary of State for Justice in the United Kingdom, David Lammy, and his proposition that a jury trial ought to be abolished in most cases. There's a common misunderstanding that trial by jury is used in all criminal cases. It's not. It's used in a few civil cases, some defamation cases, but even in criminal cases, the great majority of those handled by the Magistrates Court, as in a stipendiary magistrate, he or she is a solicitor, barrister, who's become this magistrate, as in low-level criminal judge, sitting on his or her own, or indeed three lay magistrates, members of the public who are volunteering, unpaid, to sit in this panel of three, hearing low-level criminal cases, and the Magistrates Court has a maximum sentencing power of 2 years. But more severe crimes such as murder, rape, kidnapping, large-scale supply of drugs, stuff like that, large-scale fraud cases, espionage, armed robbery, those who go to the Crown Court, which can impose anything up to life imprisonment without possibility of parole. And their sentencing guidelines say this crime attracts a sentence of between 8 and 12 years and take into account various factors and so forth. But nevertheless, there is some discretion for the beak on the bench. So what Lammy's doing would not be as revolutionary change as you might assume, because only a small percentage are decided by a jury anyhow. Nevertheless, trial by jury has gone in England to Anglo-Saxon times. Not sure how far back it goes in Northern Ireland or Scotland or Wales. But although he's Lord Chancellor, Secretary of State, Justice for the whole United Kingdom, is particularly South Britain. It might apply to Wales because there's one legal system. If you're a solicitor in Wales, you count as a solicitor in England. If you're a barrister in England, you're a barrister in Wales. Scotland's distinct because it's got more of a Roman law system. Northern Ireland, even though it's common law system, is not the same legal system quite as England and Wales. But this plan is only going to apply in Wales and England. So there'll be some more juryless courts. But it's not unprecedented. There were the Diplock courts, as in founded by Lord Diplock in Northern Ireland. I have mixed feelings about this. How important is trial by jury? I believe in the United States it's used for every criminal case, no matter how petty. But the Ministry of Justice released a communique saying that that the ultimate decision has not been arrived at by His Britannic Majesty's government. And remember how important David Lammy is. He's also Deputy Prime Minister. So he can't do it off his own bat. He has to get legislation passed. And this is for crimes which should attract sentences of a maximum of 5 years. Now, I have to agree with Mr. Lammy that there is a severe problem which needs to be tackled. And that is this enormous backlog, something like 78,000 cases waiting to be completed. In the old days, if you're charged with murder, between the charge and the trial beginning was on average 9 months. Now, the pettier the offence, the shorter the waiting period. For shoplifting, it might be 1 month. But because COVID, they couldn't do a lot of in-person trials. It's felt to be essential in-person trials. They were reluctant to do online trials. Sometimes a witness was ill, the defendant was ill, the judges were ill with COVID or whatever. So it would be a huge backlog. So murder cases taking over a year and a half to come to trial. Some cases just being dropped because the key witness has subsequently died of cancer or heart attack or whatever. The defendant subsequently dies or whatever. Sometimes they skip the country, usually not allowed out of the country whilst you're awaiting trial, but there are ways to do it. They don't always manage to stop them. Sometimes they can get permission for a special reason to go because visit your dying grandmother or because whatever, you need an operation going to be performed in India and just don't come back. So some people are having to wait, they say, up to 5 years, but that's be very, very rare. So the caseload is growing by the day. So there was a report by Sir Brian Levinson, who was a Court of Appeal judge, and he suggested that the government should do away with jury trials for the less grave offences. So obviously it doesn't have to be said and led by that. Okay, there ought to be, in between the Magistrates Court and the Crown Court Bench Division, and this they would sit without juries. Now, is it the Palladium of Liberty having this? Because up to this point in a criminal case, everyone involved is an employee of the state, police officers, the barristers, the Crown Prosecution Service, maybe some civil servants, court clerks, the judge himself or herself. So just seeming ratifying the decision of another state officer is the safe thing to do from your career. And you don't want to damage relations with these people who you have to cooperate with the rest of your career. And then you're seeing me as cautious as achieving a good result. So there's nothing to be said for bringing in ordinary men and women who are not public sector employees in most cases, and them hearing it and them approaching it with an open mind. Because if you're a judge, you acquit people, then the police might get annoyed and be less cooperative and not want to protect you if criminals want to come and get you. Nevertheless, Mr. Lammy's proposal is that he would still cop a fasten trial by jury in cases where it's alleged rape, manslaughter, murder, and other very serious offences. But the idea that it would be done timeously, if that's a word, really need to speed things up. And there are other ways you can do it. Just simply employ more judges, use more buildings as courts, have weekend sittings, not have these judicial holidays. They have obviously things like Christmas, Easter, and the summer, I mean, like August. But, you know, if it's some matters, they can phone up judges in the middle of the night and get whatever, these injunctions signed for the media. So anyway, the Criminal Bar Association is unconvinced, say that we shouldn't do so. I mean, there is a backlog, but that doesn't mean that people should lose their right to trial by jury. So Lord Charles Faulkner is not convinced that the current system is working. Yeah. And Baroness Helena Kennedy, she's a Labour Party peeress. She says that no, the juries have got to be involved. Okay, otherwise it's just taking it away from everybody else into the hands of this special priestly class, as it were, of judges and barristers. So another judge, Wendy Joseph, say this is not good news, and it'd be worrying if it would put too much hands in the power of judges. And then there was this study done about public sector employees, and it confirmed their Europhile leftist bias. That is, say, sort of 52% of people voted leave, but of judges, police officers, something like that, it's only like 32%. And their political center of gravity is further to the left than most of the public, and they subscribe to all these leftist shibboleths. Now, it is possible they could nevertheless approach this open-mindedly and so forth, and they're certainly intelligent, educated people, but they're that liberalizing effect. But then people are only educated if they subscribe to the liberal leftist credo. So they're not meant to be politically outspoken, but one who vocalized right-wing opinions will be surely kicked out of the bench. So it's worrying to put people with certain psychological proclivities and opinions in charge, like almost exclusively. It doesn't balance what all people think. So the man on the street, well, the man on the Clapham omnibus has prejudices and so forth. Speaking to Criminal Barris, who said the juries do odd things. And people are well-versed in these matters, and they think that the evidence is almost overwhelming. There's a very high chance the person be acquitted. There's a lot of very convincing evidence. Nevertheless, the person is acquitted. Or likewise, their barristers and judges and those in the know who've heard many cases say this case is feeble. The chance this person's guilty is only about 55%. And of course, you want to be like 95% before you convict. Nevertheless, the jury convicts. And the jury, they, you know, have psychological tendencies. They like people, they dislike people, they judge on that basis, how somebody comes across as affable or whatever, and not on the evidence. So that's a problem as well. So what is the solution? I mean, I'm loath to abolish jury courts for most cases. So I would say go for another solution. I would say to simply hire more judges. Say to some junior barristers and solicitors, even just the age of 30, you can have this salary right now. It's not a huge salary. It's better than one you're right now. They don't need to be 50 plus before they become judges. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon, then at PayPal, George Carlin7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.